I read the libretto before I even started working on the music. And my heart just jumped into my throat because I couldn't imagine something as powerful and as resonant today as any other work that I had done. And I was just excited to come to Glimmerglass to reunite with Cheska and to work with Tazewell again and to develop what I see my character in this piece as being. The Reverend represents the emotional thermostat of the action. So I'm impacted. You would think that the clergy member would be someone that imbues wisdom and power and authority and sanction to the community. It's quite the opposite. The Reverend is impacted by events. And although I have a responsibility spiritually to the Father and the Father's progression as a soul and a spirit, what ends up happening for the Reverend, I think, is that he steps out of the authoritative church and he steps more into the community in terms of what does the community need? How do I feel this pain? And what is my responsibility, not only as a member of the faith, but as a member of this human condition, of this black man in this community who suffered a great loss? And how does he continue on his way in a productive manner without harboring so much anger and being stuck in that? And I think what I end up discovering through the piece is that I have to make an evolution as a human being as well.